Well, good evening, brothers and sisters. Here we are, Tuesday night again. I suppose many of you participated in a
지난 특별 집회에 많은 형제 자매님들께서
uplifting conference
정말 훌륭하고 서로를 격려할 수 있는
with a timely word for the churches.
시기에 적절한 말씀들이 교회들에게 주어졌다고 생각합니다.
That there would be a response in all of us.
이제는 저희
to that
모두들
word.
가운데서 그 말씀에 반응이 있기를 원합니다.
In my message, if you recall, I said. This is a call to action.
메시지는,
and that is that all of us who would be graced by the Lord or stirred by the Lord by this speaking this weekend,
안에서,
we should all make that Nazarite vow, which really is the vow of a new becomer. This is more than a prayer. This is more than a hope. This is more than even just a petition.
단순히 간구하는 것이 아니라 이것은 서원입니다.
Which is higher and stronger than all those things.
그 여러 가지 것들보다 더 높고 더 강한 것이 서원입니다.
A new vow, a renewed vow.
서원을 함으로써
maybe for some of us the first time we vow to the Lord.
어떤 사람들은 to be an overcomer.
Because that is right.
그래서 우리가 이기는 자가 되겠다는 서원을 하는 것이 필요합니다. 그것이 이기는 자에게 주님께서 오늘날에 가장 필요하신 것입니다.
For me in this these months, these times of the pandemic.
최근 몇 달 이 팬데믹 상황에
it would not only be the word prayer,
우리가 기도가 필요할 것이 아니라 기도한 것만이 아니라 이기는 자들이 되는 것이 필요한다는 것입니다. 이 문제에 관해서
Jerusalem and Zion,
이 예루살렘과 시온이라는 문제에 관해서 공부를 하고 있는데 특별히 이 두 관계를 볼 때 왓츠만니 형제님께서 이 문제에 관해서 말씀하신 적이 있다는 것입니다. 그리고 비슷하게 이 형제님께서 생애 마지막
when he was in the
시간들에
vital group training and
활력 그룹 훈련을
he was speaking concerning the practice of blending in the body of Christ and so on.
그리스도의 몸 안에서 하는 것과 여러 가지 것들을 교통하시는 가운데 이 형제님께서는
the need for a Zion today.
오늘날의 시온이 필요성에
that is the
관해서 강한 말씀을 주셨습니다.
Actually, he said that the vital groups are the overcomers. They are the overcomers. The beauty of Jerusalem is Zion. The strength, the reality, the richness, the protection, the covering of Jerusalem is actually Zion itself.
이 보호받는 모든 것이 이 시온 그 자체라는 것입니다. 이 시온이라는 것은 단체적인 단위인데 하나님의 교회 안에 있는
this
이 기능 자들의 총 단위를 말합니다. 주의 회복에 있는 저희들에게는 우리가 이것을 알아야 하고 이것을 반드시 알아야 할 뿐만 아니라 그렇게 함으로써
to be an overcomer.
In this degraded age that we're in,
and the degraded church of God that we belong to. So, God is waiting for this. The devil is afraid of this because when the man-child is born, that will spell his end. But today, it seems all eyes are on God's people. Whether there will be some who would make this vow, and be part of that overcome, and have the 144,000 in chapter 14 in Revelation.
일부가 되기 위하여 누가 그렇게 할 것인가? 요한복음 요한계시록 14만 4천이 이기는 자들을 나타내고 있습니다.
And,
오늘 저녁에는 기도에 관한 문제를 똑같이 다루도록 하겠습니다. 지난주에는 제가
Because the location
이 특정한 이
golden incense altar inspired me to study its relationship with the various pieces of furniture in the tabernacle. And that burden is still with me. And even for the sake of many new ones among us, you might have never heard about this. The tabernacle,
experientially speaking,
depicts
성막이라는 것은 체험적으로 볼 때
experience of Christ, our experience of Christ. Not only are these various parts and aspects of this tabernacle being types of Christ, but that even the way these the layout of this tabernacle and the placement of these various furnishings and the relationship between them, one to another, all signify our experience of Christ.
보면, 이런 모든 and of course, 것들이 우리가 그리스도를 체험하는 것의 예표라는 것입니다.
Like a passage or like
물론,
a journey.
저희는
or like
자주
a path from the outer
core with the bronze altar, the altar of the burnt offering,
going through the bronze laver, and then through the screen into the holy place where we have the face bread. And the face bread table. And then we also have the
lampstand
with the lights. And then we would have the, this golden incense altar placed there somewhere in between the holy place and the holy place. And from there, there's a veil, and then through the veil, we come to the Ark of the Testimony, which is the very focal point of the entire tabernacle. Tabernacle is called the Tabernacle of the Testimony, because the Ark is the, which is its focus, is the Ark of God's Testimony, being Christ. And there you have not only that ark, but on top of the ark, you have something called the propitiatory cover. And this is the place where God meets man. This is the place which is called God's oracle, which means the place where God speaks to man. And all the items inside that Ark of the Testimony, golden utensil with the hidden manna, the rod of Aaron that budded, and also the two tablets of the law, all typifies Christ. In different aspects,
그리스도의
and even a certain level of mingling with the Lord. It's really when we come to the Ark of the Testimony where we experience the deepest and highest kind of oneness between God and man, and that is the oneness of incorporation, where we will be in God and God would be in us. Now, tonight, I want to kind of pause on the matter of the relationship between the golden incense altar and these furnishings. Last time, I think we covered the bronze altar. Am I right? the bronze altar, which is the place of the cross, where Christ, by virtue of the shedding of his blood, obtained forgiveness of sins for us. And also accomplish an eternal redemption. through the eternal spirit. And so, and how that is related to the golden incense altar. Tonight, I'd like to just pause
in coming to
the other furniture. Tonight, I just have a particular burden concerning, related still to the location of this golden incense altar. I'd like to say something to you about how this golden incense altar is strategically, indeed, centrally located and placed in the tabernacle, straddling, as it were, the holiest of all,
and the holy place.
And by such straddling, you can
you can see
that this golden incense altar is in fact the passageway
or
the key item in this pathway from the holy place to the holiest of all. Now, for this, I rely on, brotherly speaking, in the life study of Hebrews, and so I still very much want to recommend to you all to get into footnote 4:1
in Hebrews
chapter 9. And that would be the footnote concerning how the holiest of all has
각주 1번을 읽어보기를 권해드립니다.
And of course, this trigger,
그래서 이 지성소에서
a very 어떻게 much disputed,
이 금향단이 있고 이 금향단이
concerning the actual location of this golden incense altar. Is it in the holiest of all?
Or is it
holy of holies? Or is it in the holy place?
이것은
and Brother Lee's conclusion is that, as opposed to what some Bible teachers, students of the word, believe that there's probably some kind of error in the translation, some kind of a misconstruction,
in the scriptures,
that caused this kind of discrepancy.
아니면 이 잘못
But Brother Lee said no.
This is not so. 구조로 인하여
He said this apparent discrepancy on the location.
이런 차이를 유발하고
By that, we're talking about is it in the holy place or is it in the holiest holy of holies?
He said 차이
this discrepancy actually reveals something very, very deep and very, very significant, spiritually speaking.
And so,
now, why are we talking about this? I can tell you that one main reason that I have this kind of a burden, of course, because I'm studying the matter of prayer, of intercessory prayer.
제가 But 이런 부담을 갖고 있어서입니다. 물론 저도 기도의 이런 문제에 관해서 기도 공부를 하고 있습니다.
The depth,
그뿐만 아니라 특별히 더 부담 있는 것은
experience of the saints.
깊이
the depth of their experience 그 깊이, of Christ.
체험의 in, 깊이 성도들의 체험의 깊이에 관해 부담이 있습니다.
Tabernacle.
그리스도를 체험하는 것의 깊이.
You know, these few days, the prayer burden
이러한 것들이 성막 안에서 예표를 보여주고 있습니다.
Praying for the central work of God a few days ago.
최근에 기도 부담들을 볼 때,
yesterday on the
we would all have a secret life with the Father. 기도를 했습니다.
And today
어제
we're
같은
praying
경우에는
for
우리 모두가 아버지와 함께 이런 비밀한 삶을 살 수 있도록 하는 것이었고요. 오늘은
growth and
무엇이었을까?
maturity.
저도 정확하게 기억은 안
I rather
나지만,
believe that many saints would have
했습니다.
a hard time praying these few days.
Because
if you yourself are not touching these
성도들이,
things or experiencing these things to some degree, you wouldn't even know how to pray.
왜냐하면,
you can repeat
이,
those words,
이
or you can have some kind of mental grasp of what these burdens are. But you would not have the
물론 정신적으로 이런 분량들을 이해하고
burden,
이 부담이 무엇인지 인지할 수는 있겠으나
in a adequate way.
이 부담의 깊이를 만지는 것은
mature,
그래서 그것에 관해 기도하는 것이 충분하지 않을 수 있다는 것입니다.
Into them and so on and so forth.
그래서 성도들이 성숙되고 성도들이 비밀한 생명을 가지며 이런 여러 가지 방면들을 볼 때
is that
그럴 수 있다는 것입니다.
Generally speaking,
그래서 제가 갖고 있는 강한 부담 중에 하나는
Now I know this is not a
전체적으로 말해서
not a very encouraging word,
얕다는 것입니다.
But this is my observation.
이것이 듣기에 좋은 말은
that
아니고
particularly
굉장히 격려가
talking
되는 말도 아니라는 것을 알고 있습니다.
Our experience of Christ.
그러나 그거 이것이
And these days we're talking about prayer and prayer is the highest experience of Christ.
우리가 그리스도를 Actually. 체험하는 것이 그렇다고
It is not just us praying because of some need and
최근에 이 기도를
so
다루고
It is
있는데
our
이
experience of Christ,
그리스도를 체험하는 것 중에 가장 높은 것입니다. 이것이 우리의 필요를 위해서 기도하는 그런 것들을 얘기하는 것이 아니라
aspects,
그리스도를 체험하는 것인데 특별히 분향단이신 그리고 그분의 그 모든 방면을 그리스도를 체험하는 것입니다.
And that incense actually is a lot deeper
향이신,
than the smoke that goes up in the outer court at that bronze altar. Both
그
are for God's
향은,
acceptance, but in a slightly different way. The one in the incense altar is
제단 위에 올려져
much
남아져 있는 향이 훨씬 더 깊다는
acceptance
것입니다.
In the outer court. You know,
그래서 이 분향단에서의 체험이 하나님께 받아들여지는 체험보다 훨씬 더 높은 것이라고 볼 수 있습니다.
With the help of the ministry, we know
그래서 고린도후서에
Paul has a reconciling ministry.
바울을 보면
But there would be at
저희가
least
사역의 말씀을 통해서 공부를 할 때
or degree of reconciliation.
One 바울은 화해의 사역을
Christ died for us through his death. We're being justified, our sins are forgiven, all the problems between us and God are removed,
죽으심으로
and we are enemies of God, are reconciled to Him. But that is a very outward reconciliation from an enemy to a non-enemy.
하나님의 적이었던
so, but Paul's
우리가 화해하게 되었던
reconciling
것입니다.
ministry went on.
우리가 적이었다가 이제 적이
eventually
아니게 되는
to reconcile
화해의 일이 합니다.
These people,
그러나
From the old creation,
in,
who are in the old creation, with their flesh, with their old man, and with their self, and with all their natural disposition, all these things, he wants to reconcile them further into God, to be one with God in a much deeper way.
전진하여
so in this case, it's
멀리
not just a matter
하나님 안으로
sin,
들어가서
or even
하나님과
of the world
하나가 될 수 있도록 더 체험 깊이
self,
들어갈 수 있도록 하는 것입니다. 그래서 이 방면에서는 단순히
creation,
죄나 세상을 얘기하며 자아 있는 것을 얘기하는 것이 아니라
from, in order to be
자를 벗어서 예찬물을 떠나서 우리가
And
이러한
so
것들을 구원받을 필요가 있다는 것입니다. 그렇게 할 때에만 진실로 하나가 될 수 있게 되는 것입니다. 같은 이치로,
revealed,
같은 이치로
in the passageway, from
그래서 더
the
전진하는 화해가
to the holy
있습니다.
Place, to the
이것이
of all. brothers and sisters,
바깥들에서 성소로, 성소에서 지성소로 들어가는 통로로 계시된 것입니다.
About the recovery being shallow.
형제 자매님들,
we need brothers and sisters to go deeper, to go much deeper. And I'm not even here just talking about, oh, we need to be more spiritual
or something like this.
Sure, our spirituality would be reflected in how
deep our relationship with God is,
how much we experience, how deep our experiences of Christ are, of course.
But no, this is not even
just for our spirituality.
당연히 그럴 것입니다. 그러나
this is eventually for what?
이것은 우리 단순히 우리의 영성을 위한 것이 아닙니다. 이것은
and even for God's economy to be fulfilled
through us.
So I hope that these days there is much aspiration in the saints as we talk about these things, as you get into these things,
to what? To 논의하는 가운데 성도들 가운데서 정말 열망이 있기를 원합니다.
Look for the deeper, to enter into the deeper experiences of Christ. So this incense altar is one such case.
그리스도를 체험하는 더 깊은 체험으로 들어가고 하나님의
성전을
금향단을 체험하는 것이
있습니다.
특별히 이 금향단은 증거계와 확정한 관계가
in Exodus,
있습니다. 왜냐하면 이것이 가장 가까운 집이기 때문입니다. 출애굽기 40장에 보면 이 성막을 세울 때
put the golden incense, the altar of the incense, before the Ark of the Testimony, there's no mentioning of a veil there. We know there's a veil there. And we know in Exodus 30, it talks about that this altar, the golden altar, is placed before the veil, implying that it is, you know, spatially situated in the holy place. In the holy place.
But
there it says, that put the chapter 40 of Exodus, put the golden altar of for incense before the Ark of the Testimony as if there's no veil. It is right next to the Ark. It is right before the Ark. And it says right in the same verse, set up the screen of the entrance of the tabernacle. That's not the veil. That is the outer screen between the outer court and the holy place. No mentioning whatsoever of the veil. This is interesting. You know, what the, not only what is spoken in the word, but what is omitted in the word are frequently as crucial to our understanding.
So,
no veil mentioned. It is right in front. Before, the word is before the Ark of the Testimony, there's nothing in the whole tabernacle that occupied that position. It is right next to the focal point of the tabernacle, this golden incense altar.
And
so it has a particular relationship with the Ark. And it says in Hebrews chapter 9, that the Holy of Holies has this, as if it owns this golden incense altar. This is another way of saying the golden incense altar belongs
actually,
spatially it is in the holy place, but functionally, experientially, if I may say, it belongs to the Holy of Holies.
Now,
as I'm reading
Hebrews,
this word, of course, is very much a Hebrew word, and that is this phrase, come forward. Come forward.
In Hebrews,
the call
to these wavering,
Jewish believers who were being tempted to go back to their old religion is to come forward. You are saved. You've been washed. You've been redeemed. But that's about it. You may even have entered into the holy place to enjoy something of the face bread, the bread of God's presence, and to even have some shining of the light of the lampstand. But you cannot stay there. You must come forward all the way. So there are actually three verses in Hebrews that talk about coming forward. One is in chapter 4,
in verse 16, I think it talks about the come forward to the throne of grace.
Now, this clearly shows us the throne of grace equals the propitiatory cover. All right? From which place God speaks to us? From which place God dispenses His grace to us? That is actually where God is. That is the throne of His grace. So come forward. Come forward to that.
Right?
How do we come forward? How do we come forward? The only way to come forward is through that incense altar.
That is
right there. In fact, when we come to the incense altar, what we do at the incense altar allows us to enter, to come forward into the holiest of all, into God. And there we would receive His intimate speaking. There we would remain under the saturation, permeation of His Shekinah glory. There we would have access to those things in reality that is within the ark of the testimony. And that is the deeper things of Christ. Another verse is in chapter 7, verse 25 of Hebrews, that He is able to save us, Christ, to the uttermost, and those who come forward to God.
See,
all this coming forward is to the same thing. In chapter 4, come forward to the throne of grace. In chapter 7, come forward to what? To God. Because God is there in the holiest of all. God is there at the throne of grace. God is there at the mercy seat, the propitiatory cover. And finally, in chapter 10, verse 22, let us come forward to the Holy of Holies with a true heart and full assurance of faith, etc., etc. So here, the coming forward is to come forward to the Holy of Holies.
They
all are synonyms. All are synonyms. So, my brothers and sisters, I'm very burdened these days as we're exercised over this matter of prayer, as we are building up our prayer life with a prayer ministry. I hope what is happening, there would be a great, tremendous side effect of this renewed exercise of ours in intercessory prayer. And that is, we will all be drawn to God in a much closer way, in a much deeper way. In fact, the closer we are to God, the more we are entered into the Holy of Holies, it is then, listen, this is going this way, right, into the Holies. It is by being in the Holy of Holies that we are become one with God, that we become incorporated with Him, that God's heart and God's mind and God's inward parts are transmitted or transfused into us.
And there
we would turn, as it were, back to the incense altar again. This time what? This time to pray.
그 번제단으로 돌아가게 됩니다.
The what?
그때는 왜 그렇게 됩니까? 기도하기 위해서입니다.
무엇을 위해서요?
하나 됨을
And this
위해서.
is for what? The outworking
그리고, 중부기도하시는 그리스도와
God's
함께
will.
기도하게 되는 것입니다.
And God's heart's desire and God's economy.
하나님의 뜻을
So you see, all this kind of divine traffic in this region of the tabernacle, especially with the Ark of the Testimony and of course, in these days, the golden incense altar. How crucial this golden incense altar is. So my call You know, these days
그치.
I'm making a lot of calls, right? I make a call tonight.
그래서 여러분께
Dear brothers and sisters,
요청드리는 것은
come forward.
요청을 많이 하고 있죠.
Come forward.
오늘 밤 다시 한번
Do not remain
앞으로 나아오시라고 요청드리고 싶습니다. 형제 자매님들 나아오십시오.
Keep coming
영적으로
forward.
지금 현재 상태에 머물러 계시지 마십시오.
Would eventually
꾸준히 계속하여 앞으로
the
나아오십시오.
Of all. The Holy of Holies. And there we would be filled and saturated with God and His desire, and we would be able to function as part of Christ, the intercessor, to burn incense to God. You know, the incense that is burned at the golden incense altar eventually once a year is brought into the holiest of all. So you can just imagine that whole place is just full of smoke, right? Full of smoke. And this smoke, this incense, is Christ
being
the crucified, resurrected, and ascended Christ in all his efficacy of his work, in all his virtues, being God's being accepted by God. We experience Him there in our prayers. In our prayers.
Now,
today, brothers and sisters, we need more saints who know how to pray because they have reached this point. They are there. Let me say something more.
이 부분에 도달하기 위해 어떻게 기도하는지를 알아야 합니다. 더 말씀드리고 싶은 것은
I don't know. The you know, experientially
저는 모르겠습니다만
that veil was already riven. Am I right? When Christ died on the cross, it was riven. So really today you can say in a sense there is really no
there.
So today if we experientially speaking not in type we would come to the golden incense altar to pray. And by the way this tells us prayer is the only way to God. Prayer
그리고
the only
참고로
way
이렇게 나오는 것이 기도를 하는
God,
유일한 방법입니다.
To come into God's presence,
기도하는
come
것이 하나님께 도달할 수 있는
grace,
유일한 길입니다. 하나님의 임재 안으로
to come
들어오면
into the holiest of all.
은혜의 보좌 앞에
That's
나올
the only
수
way
있는
is by prayer.
유일한 길입니다.
There's no other way.
기성소로
you cannot
들어갈 수
skirt
있는
around.
단 하나의 길입니다.
I know one time
다른 방법은
I said something
없습니다.
About you go from the lampstand to the ark and then back to the golden incense altar. I think we better be careful in speaking that way. I wasn't that careful. Although Brother Lee said something somewhat like that. But we have to be careful. Actually, brothers, there's no way we can enter into the holiest of all without going through the incense altar. So, Dear brothers and sisters, and how can we be Christians and not pray? If you are not a praying Christian, I don't think you are a Christian. You may be in the holy place, granted, but you cannot be in the holiest of all if you don't pray. Because prayer is the only way into God.
성부에 도달할 수 있겠지만
we pray ourselves into God. The more we pray, the more we enter into God. That's the only way. Any other way would not be accepted by God. Only that incense. And in that incense, we can come to God freely with a cleansed conscience, with a body washed, and so on and so forth.
We can
commune with God in this kind of
a way.
But it does not stop there.
After we have been with God,
after we have been with Christ in this kind of a way,
우리가
then we're ready.
하나님과
we're ready
to fulfill our ministry of prayer. So,
you can say
that going to God has to do
through the incense altar is about our prayer life. Our prayer life. You know, the other day when we pray yesterday, pray for a secret life. You know,
it says,
don't be like the Pharisees standing on the street corner.
You know, this is the height of hypocrisy.
When you pray, go into the closet. No one knows you're there. You pray to the Father in secret, you'll be rewarded in secret. To me, that closet is the holiest of all,
I think.
And prayer is the way for us to enter into this secret place to be with God. And so, brothers and sisters, I am calling all of us
these days
to build up this prayer life. Prayer life is our going into the Holy of Holies.
And when we are there,
then we are qualified now to fulfill the prayer ministry, which is, so to speak, coming back to the Holy of Holies to genuinely fulfill the ministry of prayer.
So the coming forward has to do with our prayer life.
The going forth for God's economy, for God's purpose, to work out, to carry out God's economy through prayer, through intercession, is the ministry of prayer. Brothers and sisters, one more thing I would say, and that is, we know that the tabernacle, you know, if you read the book called The Economy of God, there's a picture there of the tripartite man, right? The spirit, the soul, and the body. And here, the drawing of Egypt, wilderness, and the good land. And on this side, the tabernacle, the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies. And Brother Lee made that connection that the outer court is simply our body.
It is
signified by, typified by Egypt.
the
holy place is what? It is our soul.
Our soul.
And it is typified by the wilderness. And then finally, the spirit.
It is what?
It is signified by the Holy of Holies and also typified by the good land.
And
I think we all see much revelation in just that diagram. Now, brothers and sisters, we can and we must apply this
in
Hebrews chapter 9, Brother Lee, one of the points is in fact using, talking about this. You see, all this requires experience. And that is what? When we enter, firstly, we were just all in our flesh as a sinner and so on. Then we got saved. We enter, begin to,
we
redeemed, we begin our Christian journey and experience and path.
And
we go through the washing of the laver, and that is the washing of the Holy Spirit for our cleansing.
And then,
through the screen, we enter into the holy place to enjoy Christ.
우리가 성소로 들어갑니다.
Faith
그래서 그리스도를 누릴 수 있게 됩니다.
As in the holy place. But you know what Brother Lee said? He said this. He said
그리고는,
that holy place that signify our soul. Our soul
이
means that some of these experiences of Christ
하셨는데,
could be just in that realm of our consciousness,
그리스도를 체험하는
our
것들이,
soulish consciousness.
우리의,
and he does not say this in a negative
의식,
way. This is not a negative thing. But it just
것입니다.
means that you can still be somewhat in your soul.
그러나 단순히
in your soul.
이것은
All right?
우리가 이
experience in Christ,
어느 정도 남아
experience in Christ.
것입니다.
You may read the word and have
하나님을
certain
그리스도를 체험할
understanding.
때,
you have some light and so on concerning some truth or whatever it may be, or even some kind of
exposure
or some kind of a leading to some kind of dealing.
But
basically, you are a person still in the soul. In that level of consciousness. And he said this, he said that the call in Hebrews to come forward is for us to what? To come forward from just our soul into our spirit. Where the ark of the testimony is through prayer. And he even said this, Brother Lee. He said, in experience, often we start our prayer in our mind. Remember that? We start our prayer in our mind. How many of us don't start our prayer in our mind? I think we all do. I do. You know, when I kneel down, I'm usually just in my mind, I have to collect myself. I have to calm down myself. I have to stop myself. I have to deny myself and so on and so forth. But because that's where I am. And even my initial prayers could just come out of my mind. Some points I remember or something of a need in my soul and so on. I'm just in that realm. It's not wrong, but that's where we start. But the unfortunate thing is many of us remain there. In our soul for the length and duration of our prayer time. We never got out of that realm. So our prayers are all somewhat soulish prayers that issue from some our mentality or our emotional feelings and or even our will, some kind of a
감정적으로 이런 느낌을 기도하거나 때로는 우리는 의지를
preference or choice that we may have. We don't know it. We don't know it. But actually, we're still in that realm. Now, brothers, we need to come forward. Come forward. Through prayer. That's why we need to persevere. We cannot just pray for 2 minutes. You have to pray for a period of time so that you experientially coming forward or being ushered into your spirit. You say, no, I know my spirit. I say, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm in my spirit.
Well,
I'm not going to argue with you. Of course,
no
man can say, Lord Jesus, but in the Holy Spirit.
있겠습니다만,
so you say, Lord Jesus, you're in the Holy Spirit.
우리가,
but my question is, how long are you in your spirit? How deep are you in your spirit? That is a huge, huge question. You may be touching your spirit. You may be releasing your spirit a little bit. You may be, you know, having some kind of light, some enjoyment in the spirit. But I'm talking about entering into God's presence directly to be where he is and where he speaks to you and transfuses himself and his heart's desire into you. That is exactly what Moses experienced 40 days and 40 nights twice in that mountain. That's what happened.
So,
dear saints, I am running out of time. I have just 1 minute here. I need to stop so we can all go to pray. Do not be dismayed or distressed or discouraged by my word. Some of you are younger, brothers and sisters. It's okay. But I really, really believe, even if you're young, you persevere in prayer in this way, you will have experiences of entering into the Holy of Holies to pray. All these are the deeper points, the final points concerning prayer, and I really feel it's time, brothers and sisters, in the Lord's recovery, many saints are ushered into this depth so that we can really fulfill the genuine prayer ministry of the church. I stop here. Amen.
그래서 교회에 기도의 사역이 진정하게 이루어지기를 원합니다. 아멘.